Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today is December 31st, New Year's Eve. We are on the brink of another brand new year, and God Himself has called each one of us to enter this new year with the excitement and the anticipation of His work in our lives and of our dedication and co-partnership or co-laboring with Christ in these very last days. Many people at this time of year find themselves reflecting upon the year that has passed, and perhaps in taking stock, you have come to the conclusion that there have been some shortcomings in your life, perhaps some failings that you have some regrets about, or perhaps just some goals or achievements that you feel you would have liked to have seen accomplished, but that did not get accomplished this year. Whether they were personal goals for your family, for your spiritual life, for your career, your finances, whatever they may be, for your health perhaps. I want to make a suggestion to you today for one very simple New Year's resolution that will undoubtedly affect and touch every single area of your life in a positive way if you will pursue this very simple but very vital New Year's resolution. And I realize that that's a very bold statement to say this one resolution can affect every area of your life, but I believe that I have the scriptural basis for it that I'll share with you in a moment. I want to make this one resolution suggestion to you, and that is that you resolve by the grace of God and with His help that you will walk in love in this next year like you have never walked in love before. In Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, we find this commandment about walking in love. It says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ has loved us and given Himself for us as an offering and as a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." Here we are told to walk in love and to be imitators of God as dear children. In the Amplified Translation, it says, "As dear children imitate their father whom they love." It's the picture of a daddy walking and a little child trying to imitate the swagger in his walk, trying to make the large steps that he takes, trying to be that imitator of that father. God wants us to be imitators of God our Father as dear children by walking in love, because God, we are told in 1 John 4:8, is love. Everything about God is love. Every thought in God's heart is from the place of love. God's great love motivates Him. It drives Him. It influences everything about His decisions and judgments. They are motivated by that one phenomenal characteristic of God, that God is love. And God wants us to walk in love this coming year, because if you will walk in love, you will find that it will affect and impact every single area of your life. For an example, did you realize that your ability to walk in love will literally affect your health? In the book of Proverbs, we find that the scripture tells us that the opposite of walking in love will cause health problems. For example, in Proverbs 14, verse 30, it says that envy causes rottenness to the bones. Now, envy or jealousy of another person is a definite step outside of love. Love does not envy, we're told. And yet envy will cause physical problems. It will cause health problems. Envy will cause rottenness to the bones. There are health conditions where the bones are literally wasting away, or deterioration is come to the bones. understand, the scripture tells us there's a spiritual source for health problems. And in this one case, it refers to envy or walking outside of love toward a person by envying them or being jealous of them as being the cause. There are many other health problems that a lack of love will cause. Bitterness has been associated with many different health issues. Even secular psychologists and medical researchers have found an association between people who are bitter and angry having particular health conditions, that people who do not exhibit those same problems in their personal life seem to be lacking in those same health problems. Understand, there is a connection in your spiritual life with your physical health and with your well-being. A lack of love will cost you. A lack of love, the price of not walking in love is very great. And one of the prices that we pay has to do with our health. Other areas that walking in love will impact or not walking in love will impact has to do with fear. Understand, if you're a person that's tormented by fear, you have not been perfected in love. We find that scripture in 1 John 4:18 that perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. And a person who has not been perfected in love is still battling with the torment of fear. If you had the revelation of how much God, your Father, loves you and longs to protect you and keep you, you would have absolutely no fear about your physical well-being, about your future, about any area of your life. Perfect love, a revelation of God's perfect love, and walking out that love in your own life would cast all fear out of you. God doesn't want you tormented by fear. He wants you to embrace, accept, believe, take a hold of His beautiful, wonderful, perfect love, and it'll deliver you from fear. But also, walking in love in your own life will be a guard against fear getting a foothold again in your life. So this is vital. This one simple command from God to walk in love has such far-reaching implications. It'll affect your health and well-being. It'll affect your emotional state. It'll affect your finances. Because in 1 Timothy 4:8, we're told godliness is profitable to all things, meaning every area of your life. Godliness profits you. And there's nothing more godly than walking in love because you are being an imitator of God Himself, who is love. That's the highest form of godliness, to walk in love. We are told that love is the perfect fulfillment of all the law of God. In Romans chapter 13, starting at verse 8, we see these words, "Owe no man anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there's any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law." The highest form of godliness, of obedience to God, is walking in love. Jesus Himself summed up the commandments the same way. When He was asked by one of the lawyers, the Pharisees of His day, asked Him this, which we find in Matthew chapter 22, verse 36, "Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." That's why I say to you, the highest form of godliness or the highest obedience to God is walking in love. That is truly the fulfillment of all the law of God. That is why I propose to you today that the greatest resolution you could make this year, this new year, would be to determine in your heart, by the grace of God and with His help, that you are going to walk in love in every area of your life. You're going to walk in love, imitating God, acting toward others the way God would, no matter what type of behavior they exhibit towards you, no matter what kind of treatment you receive from them. God is calling us today to be imitators of God as dear children and to walk in love. That's God's call for each one of us. Jesus said in Matthew 5, you've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies. Jesus exalted the law of love as the highest commandment. He said all the commandments and the prophets hang on these two, love God and love your neighbor. This resolution to walk in love, meaning to walk in love towards God in obedience and towards other people as God would truly impact every area of your life for the very best in your life. Do you want to see faith victories you've been praying for years come to pass? Then I say walk in love, because Galatians 5:6 tells us faith works by love. And if you haven't been able to obtain by your faith in God's word, you have the scriptures memorized, maybe pasted on your refrigerator, and you've been believing God for a particular promise in His word, and that's good ground. We must have the word as our basis of our faith. But perhaps the reason your faith has not been able to take hold of this faith victory is because you're walking outside of love in some area of your life. Walk in love. That's all the time we have for today, but I want to encourage you, stay with me this week, because we're going to explore the scriptures to find out how to live that life of love. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, resolve in your heart with God's help to walk in love this year and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.